ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie lesson, Lori's Story 10. How to say goodbye. My name is Eric, and I'm accompanied by Naomi Sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Okay, Naomi Sensei, what's going on with Lori today?
She's at school, and she's talking with Shizuka.
Her new friend, Shizuka.
Hai, so desu.
They met in the elevator in the previous episode, in the same apartment building. All right, so let's listen to what they have to say.
じゃあ、ロリーさん、また後で。
静香さん、留学センターはどこですか？
え？留学センター？あ、あそこです。
あそこですか。ありがとうございました。じゃあ、また後で。
じゃあまた。頑張ってくださいね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃあ、ロリーさん、また、後で。
静香さん、留学センターは、どこですか？
え？留学センター？ああ、あそこです。
あそこですか。ありがとうございました。じゃあ、また、後で。
じゃあ、また、頑張って、くださいね。
今度は、英語が入ります。
じゃあ、ロリーさん、また後で。
Okay then. See you later, Lori.
あの、静香さん。留学センターはどこですか？
Shizuka, where is the study abroad office?
え？留学センター？あ、あそこです。
Huh? Study abroad office? Oh, it's over there.
あそこですか。ありがとうございました。じゃあ、また後で。
There? I see. Thank you so much. See you later.
じゃあまた。頑張ってくださいね。
See you.Good luck.
This was basically Lori and Shizuka saying goodbye to each other.
Yeah, for a while.
Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. It's not sayonara. It's not goodbye forever.
No.
I'll see you on the other side.
And there's an interesting phrase.
Right there at the end, right?
Hai, 頑張ってください.
How would you translate that into English? There's not one easy way to say it in English, but it's kind of like do your best.
Yeah, but in this case, I would translate as good luck.
Actually, that works. That works perfectly.
Or hang in there.
There you go. It's not a literal translation, but that's the idea. That's what Shizuka's trying to say to Lori. Just hang in there. You know, this is your first day at school. You got many places to go that you don't know. Hey, just good luck. Good luck with all your stuff. Yeah, but even though they're both students, they just met, so they're still speaking pretty formally to each other, right?So what did Shizuka say?
頑張ってくださいね。
That's pretty polite, right?
はい。
Pretty polite, but pretty nice because she added that ne at the end. It's a little bit softer. It's a little bit nicer. はい。And how would you say it casually if someone who's your friend?
頑張って。Just drop ください。
That's right. Or you could say
頑張ってね。
What's the difference between 頑張って and 頑張ってね?
I would say ne sounds a bit feminine or softer.
That's right. If you want to soften the tone, you don't want them to work too hard. No, just kidding. You just basically want to soften it up. You just add ne at the end.
Right.
And if you're a girl, you could just add ne at the end of everything, and it sounds nice.
So this ne.
That's right. Okay, so on to the vocabulary. Ne.
Ne.
Okay, the first word today is...
じゃ。
Well. Well, then.
じゃ。じゃ。
The next word is...
また。
Again. And also.
また。また。
The next word is?
後で
Afterwards, later.
後で後で
The next word is?
どこ
Where?
どこどこ
The next word is?
あそこ
Over there.
あそこあそこ
The next word is?
ありがとうございました
And the next phrase is?
ありがとうございましたありがとうございました
And the next phrase is?
頑張ってください
Good luck! Do your best!
がんばってください頑張ってください
Alright, so let's take a closer look at some of these words. First, the most important one, because, you know, you can't be with someone always, all the time, and you have to say bye sometimes, right? You have to go, get out of here. So, how would you say, hey, I'll see you later?
じゃあ、また後で。
Yeah, that's right. That's a combination of some of the words we just did in the vocabulary. And the first word is?
じゃあ。
Well.
また。
Again.
後で。
Later. That's really vague, Nami-sensei. There's no goodbye in there. And there's none of that, I'll see you.
Ah, there's no see at all.
Yeah, there's no see. It's none of that. It's not. It's very indirect.
Ah, so desu ne.
It's well then, later again.
Well then, again later. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. But it means, I'll see you later.
Hai, see is kind of omitted.
Actually, if you were to write out the full sentence of what you want to say, I'll see you later, you would write ato de, and then you would put a verb. But you just omit everything after ato de, right? All right, so I don't mean to confuse you here, but yeah, just use ja, mata atode. And sometimes you could even omit that ja, because ja just means, well then.
But some people might use ja, like for goodbye.
Just by itself.
Hai.
And that's highly informal, right? That's pretty casual. That's right, you're just with a bunch of friends and you need to go. You know, you don't have any time to waste with any of these formalities. You just say, ja.
Ja.
Okay, Nami-sensei, ja.
Ja.
I'm out of here. Nah, okay, nah, we got a bit more to go before I say ja. So, what are some other ways to say see you, goodbye?
じゃ、また。
See you again.
また後で。
See you later.
And さようなら。
Ooh, that's a deep one. Goodbye forever. Okay, well, not really. It's not really that. It doesn't go that far, but sometimes it does. Sometimes it's goodbye forever. Sometimes it's I really don't know when I'll see you again. But it was nice and...
It's a bit formal.
It's formal. Yes, take care.
And the most formal expression is 失礼します。
That's right. 失礼します。And it's the most formal, but it doesn't... It's, yeah, it's not a huge goodbye. It's not even a goodbye. It's kind of like I'm leaving, you know? So yeah, it's the most formal, but it's not really a goodbye. It's more like, hey, I'm leaving very formally.
Excuse me for a minute?
Yeah, excuse me for now, or just excuse me from here or something. Nami-sensei, the next phrase is actually...A word that we all know, we say it to each other many times, but it's just a little different. What is it?
It is said in past tense.
What is?
ありがとうございました instead of ありがとうございます.
That's right. We always say, well, thus far we've said ありがとうございます, you know, whenever we wanted to say thank you. But right now we have the past tense. Why would you do that?
I think when the action has completely finished, people sometimes use ありがとうございましたInstead of ありがとうございます。
So, for example, your car broke down. You took it to get it fixed by somebody. They completely fixed it. It's all done. You're never going to see them again until your car, you know, breaks again. So, you say,
ありがとうございました。
Thank you. Our deal is done. We're done, right? That's sort of what you're implying.
そうですね、right. Thank you for everything you have done for me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, thank you for everything. It's done. There's no reason for me to thank you again in the future. even though it's a little bit nihilistic there. But hey, sort of what it means, I think. maybe not really.
でも, it wouldn't be strange even if you say, ありがとうございます for completely finished action.
So what you're saying is that you really never actually have to say,ありがとうございました to be completely natural in Japanese. It's just sometimes you say it naturally because it's an event that took place in the past and it's done. Okay, so if you guys are confused by that now, just keep on using ありがとうございます until, you know, something happens or you have to thank somebody for something they already did. Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's talk about grammar. So, what's our grammar point today?
今日は asking the location.
asking the location because you're definitely going to get lost. It's true. I mean, it happens. As a matter of fact, Lori got lost, right?
はい.
What was she looking for?
She was looking for 留学センター.
That's right, the study abroad office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did she ask?
留学センターはどこですか?
All right, where is the study abroad office? Let's break it down.
留学センター.
Study abroad office.
は.
Topic marking particle.
どこ.
Where.
です.
The copula.
か.
The question marking particle.
留学センターはどこですか?
Where's the study abroad office? All right, so this completes our knowledge of the Kosoado words that we started studying in Lesson 2. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the Kosoado words are words that describe location, like things that are here, close to me, there, close to the listener or whoever I'm speaking to, or things that are over there, close to nobody. And now we're finally able to ask where, which is
どこ.
And here's an intonation point, always stressing, practice the pronunciation and the intonation when you learn these words. For koko, soko, and asoko, you'll notice that the pronunciation, there's a pattern. Please say them, Naomi-sensei.
Ko, ko, koko.
Here.
So, ko, soko.
There.
Asoko, asoko.
Over there.
Doko.
Where. Now you see, the words that just describe locations, here, there, and over there, they start low and go high in intonation. But only the question where starts high and goes low. Keep that in mind when you're asking a question.
どこ?
If I wanted to ask where is such and such or where is blah, 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 if you ask blah, 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 wa doko desu, some people might not get it because the intonation is not in the form of a question. So you could really mess that up and you won't have your question answered. So be careful. Okay, so let's practice this new word that we learned, doko. So Naomi-sensei, where's the bathroom?
Do you want me to say it in Japanese? Okay. トイレはどこですか?
Where's the bathroom?
トイレ is bathroom.
All right, that's fine, Naomi-sensei, but sometimes it's you're in the dark, right? You need to find out what the lights are, or else you're going to stay in the dark.
Ah, light in Japanese is denki.
Denki. It also means electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also means just the regular lights that you flip on and off. So, Naomi-sensei, where are the lights?
電気はどこですか?
Where are the lights? But, you know, before we turn the lights on, we need to get into the room.
So
but, you know, I don't have the key. Do you know where it is? Where's the key?
鍵 is key.
鍵?
鍵はどこですか?
Where's the key? That's all fine, Naomi-sensei, but actually, I don't even live here. I've never even been here.
Oh.
You know? So how should I know where your key is?
Mm.
I have no idea.
わかりません. I don't know. I don't understand. わかりません.
Ah, you don't know. If somebody asks you something something wa doko desu ka, and you have no idea, you can just reply with
わかりません. わかりません is a negative form of わかります, to understand, to know.
So, Naomi-sensei, お風呂はどこですか?
Huh? お風呂? You mean bathroom? Bathtub?
Yeah, the bathtub.
You want to take a shower?
Hey, do you know how hot it is today? You know how much I sweat on the way here?
すみません。わかりません。
I need to ask somebody else for this information. All right, but in real life situations, Naomi-sensei, you wouldn't just walk up to somebody and say, something, something, wa doko desu ka, right?
Oh, right.
That's right. It's, you know, too sudden. You're just in somebody's face. You would have to say, excuse me.
すみません。
You would say, excuse me, where is the bathroom?
すみません。 トイレはどこですか?
あそこです。 Right over there. すみません。
はい。
お風呂はどこですか? I need to take a shower.
すみません。わかりません。
All right, so Naomi-sensei, let's practice a little bit.
はい。
All right. So we have a bunch of JapanesePod101.com listeners, right?
はい。
And, you know, they know the rest of the crew here, like Peter, our head honcho, right? And they come to Japan, they find out where our office is, they come, they want to see Peter, they walk in and they say,
こんにちは!
Hello! And then they introduce themselves.
リスナーのエリックです!
I'm Eric, I'm a listener. And then you ask where Peter is.
ピーターさんはどこですか?
But unbeknownst to the listener, Eric,
ピーターはスタジオです!
Peter is in the studio, recording the next podcast. And then listener Eric gets disappointed.
ありがとうございました.
Bows a little bit.
じゃ、また.
Walks out and cries. All right, it's right about time for me to go and cry because Peter's not in the office. But right before I do that, let me tell you about the review track on JapanesePod101.com. This is for Japanese vocabulary. I want you to master vocab, especially not only learning the words, but the pronunciation. So how it works is that specific vocabulary in each lesson is presented with timed gaps to enable the listener with a chance to practice and perfect their Japanese pronunciation. You could do it in just minutes every day. But watch out, we're going to throw you curveballs and throw out challenges out there to keep you on your toes, all right? So I'll see you guys next time.
じゃ、また。
じゃあ、ロリーさん、また後で。
あ、静香さん、留学センターはどこですか？
え、留学センター？あ、あそこです。
あそこですか。ありがとうございました。じゃあ、また後で。
じゃあまた、頑張ってくださいね。